せーの、ジャンボ。
ジャンボ。ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。はい。
ジャンボ。
ニアジェ。
ニアジェ。
ニアジェ。Last time we talked about the Maasai Mara Safari and those stories on Instagram should be going out right now to share with you guys some of the cool things that we saw and all the cool animals and the beautiful nature and stuff like that. But there's something that we did during this tour as well and Maasai Mara といえば
Maasai 族
The Maasai tribe people, yeah. So we got to go into one of the Maasai villages and we got like a little tour by the chief's son who was still young and he spoke really good English and we wanted to talk about that today.
はい、yeah. Maasai 族の村長の息子さんにね、ツアーしてもらったから結構貴重だったんじゃないかと思われます。
うん。
面白い話いっぱい聞けました。
そうね、俺もそれそう思った。
うん、他の人のね SNS 結構見たけどこんなね面白い話を聞けてる人はいないと思います。
You think so?
はい、わかりませんが。
Yeah, like, I mean, what was your image of Maasai people before you went, before we met these people?
でもちょっとチーティングしちゃったから。
You were cheating?
うん、見ちゃったちょっとその、結構マサイにインタビューしてる人とかの。だから知ってたのは牛と共に暮らす人たちっていうことは知ってました。うん、
So the Maasai actually means what? Like the people that live with the cows? Yeah. I mean their cattle is like their main means of everything. Food, money, currency, I guess. I mean with cows, traditions, everything. My image of Maasai people was that they just jump really high.
Ah, so ne.
But then I looked at their calves. They have really skinny calves.
そうなんだよね。
Yeah, they have like really skinny legs. But they jump really high.
ふくらはぎが、あの、綺麗な、モデルさんのような足でした。
Yeah, so they like, when we went to the village, they, did like a welcome dance for us.
うん、まずそこからね。
うん。
Welcome dance から始まりました。ね。
うん。
一緒に飛ばされて。
And then we jumped with them. I felt like I jumped kind of high.
自分で見てないから分かんないじゃん。
Yeah, but okay, there's so much information that, you know, that we learned from these people. And, but I just, let's talk about like the coolest thing that we, heard. What was the coolest thing for you?
私にとって、いいよ、ヒロからで。
Yeah, me? It's gotta be the bush training.
そうだよね。
Yeah. So when the men grow up to be around 14 years old,there's like a ritual slash training to become into like adulthood and the kids, I mean they're still kids, they're 14, yeah? But they get circumcised and then they go into the bushes, and when I mean the bushes, I mean like the Maasai National Park to go live with the animals and live in the bush for 3 years. And they train for 3 years, they learn how to make fire by hand and by wood, and their graduation is, they have the spears and like the shields and stuff, and the graduation is they hunt a old male lion, and they take, what is it, the teeth? And like the claws, and then they leave like the, and then they make necklaces out of it and stuff like that, and then they leave the lion for like the hyenas to eat. But they don't kill the female lions, they don't kill the young male lions. It's just like an older, they hunt like an older male lion. And I mean, they like hunt it together. It's not like one on one. And I just thought that was like, なんだろう, really traditional, super interesting. That this is still part of their tradition. And yeah, I think that was the coolest story we heard.
この話になったのは、まあ、あのライオンの毛皮とを毛皮でその王冠みたいなのを作ってて、それとあとあのピーなんだっけ、
スピア、
スピア、
槍、
そう、
槍
を見せてくれた時に、え、ライオン狩るのみたいなところから話を聞けたんだけど、男の人は14歳 かな、うん、になった時ぐらいから、あの包茎手術みたいなのをして、
うん、
そこからなんか成人男性としての修行が始まって、
うん、
その修行が、まあ、そのジャングルというかマサイマラのあのあそこだよね、サファリで3年間修行すると、
うん、
でそこで火の起こし方とかもね、うん、あの学んで、でライオン、オスのライオンを一頭狩る、
うん、
で狩れたら、まあ、一人前の男として認められると、
うん、
でその皮とか歯はアクセサリーとしてあの使うけど、肉はそのまま置いといてハイエナとかライオンの餌に置いとくっていうね、それはすごい面白かったよね。
めちゃくちゃ面白かったよ、
うん、
やっぱまだそういうことやってるんだってね、さすがにこうトライバルの人たちだよね、
うんうんうん
うん、すごい笑い声が
聞こえる、ちょっとうるさいけど、
はい、
火のやつも見せてくれて、
そのまま Yeah, they showed us how to make the fire. But can I just ちょっと一個突っ込んでいい、
うん、
You know, they still make fire by hand and by wood 、
うん、
by like, you know, doing the twister thing、
うん、
and they made a fire within like, what, like 3 minutes? 5 minutes maybe?
そうね、すぐ、
yeah.Yeah, and apparently in this village, like, the Maasai people still make, you know, the fire the traditional way, a natural way, I should say. And then I asked them, because, like, these Maasai people are, like, on the brink of, like, modern technology, but they still choose to live in, like, without modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, matches and lighters aren't modern technology, but they choose to live without them. But...、
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got cell phones.
うん。あとあれ待ってよ、ソーラー。
And they use like solar panels for electricity in their mud dug homes.
うん。
And so it's like, where do you draw the line? I asked them this question about like, you know, where do you draw the line between using modern technology that would save so much time and be so efficient for their habitat?
うん。
And his answer was that, well, we don't need to rely on finding lighters or matches. And that, you know, it is a tradition for them to, you know, keep the traditional ways to live and... 何? Yeah, so it's like, it's interesting. Because it's like...
You,
they have cell phones and they use like M-Pesa to like pay for things and through their cell phones. So it's not like, you know, like where do you draw the line?
でもさ、やっぱ必要じゃん、今のモダンな生活生きていくために。だからそういうセルフォンとかはアダプトするけど、じゃあ火が必要かって言ったら別に自分たち起こせるから必要ではないじゃん。
まあね。
だから不必要にその今の技術を取り入れるってことはないんじゃない？面白かったね。
What did you find interesting about?
あとは意外とあの耳に穴が開いている人と開いていない人がいたっていうところの違い。最近の若い子はもう穴を開けてあの大きな穴を開けるっていうことはしないよって言ってたじゃん、
うん、
でそれやめた理由が今は学校に行くようになって子供たちがこう引っ掛けて危ないから、
うん、
あの伝統はやめましたっていうのは意外と、
うん、
あすごい大事そうな、 なんか習慣なのにそれやめるんだっていう
Yeah, see again, like where do you draw the line, right?
そうね、そうね
It's like, you know, they don't put the big holes in their earlobes anymore because they go to school now and,、
うん
You know? And then it's like, kids play around with their ears and then it's like dangerous. So, you know, like, where do you draw the line again? It's like, but it's a tradition for them, right?
だからすごくその昔のやり方にスティックするっていう感じでもなく、一応アダプトしていくみたいなところもあるんだよね。それがすごい確かに面白い。
And I think, you know, I asked the chief's son, like, if, because he's going to become the chief eventually, maybe in like 20, 30 years.And I asked him, like, what do you want to change about your village? What do you see in your future? And he was, he really expressed the importance of education and how he wants all the kids to be able to go to school. He went to school as well, but until about junior high school, where he had to drop out because his family didn't have enough money to keep him, to have all his siblings go to school at the same time. And so he says he wants to go back to finish schooling as well. But that also raised the question of like, even the village chief's sons and chief's kids don't have enough money for all their kids to go to school was kind of interesting.
だいたい3ヶ月で45ドルぐらいの学費がみんなかかるみたいで、
うん、
その村長の息子ですら、まあ、中学校ぐらいまでしか行けなかった、
うん、
自分が行こうとすると他の兄弟が行けなくなっちゃうから、
うん、
やめたって言ってて、
そんなもんなんだねって思っちゃうよね。
But
yeah, he really wanted to promote education in the villages. He understands that, you know, you can only trade so much cattle for money and things like that, and so they need to find different other streams of income. And he said he believes education is the key. And that was pretty, not at all, heartwarming to hear, I guess. Like, he has a vision, you know? I don't know if he'll be able to achieve that, but yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting.
今はね、牛の売買だけがこう収入源みたいになってるけど、もっと教育に力を入れれば収入源増やせるんじゃないかっていう。
Like doing these tours and, you know, selling accessories and stuff. Which we bought.
そうね。
はい。As our wedding gift for each other.
そうなんです。
We never bought wedding rings, but we bought Maasai bracelets, matching Maasai bracelets.
はい、お揃いの買ってみたんですけど、私ちょっとやっぱアレルギー出てきて、今まだ付き合ってないんですけど。
マジか。というオチで、はい、please follow us on tabby.lingua on Instagram. Please like and follow and all that good stuff. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk for our podcast.
はい、インスタ tabby.lingual でやってるので、そちらもぜひ見てみてください。あとは、Apple Podcast とか Spotify でも配信しています。好きなやつで聞いてください。
はい、
コメントお待ちしてます。
アサンテサーナー。
アサンテサーナー。